Hello, this is a recording to help Greenway with the lines in scene 11. Scene 11 is when Greenway returns to hear the story pitch that Walter and his team were supposed to come up with, and that alludes to the fact that someone in the company had the terrible idea to try to buy a fake Christmas story. So Walter suddenly doesn't have an idea and they are horrified. But then Buddy comes in and suggests that the story should be his story. So then they all sing the story of Buddy the Elf, and Greenway is convinced for the most part, but then there are some lines after the song as well. Now, this is an important part because Greenway cues everyone in the song. So it needs to be someone who can listen to the song very closely and can say the lines in time with the music and make sure to say them accurately, so then the other characters have the correct cue to start the next verse. So, with that said, what you are listening for, Greenway, is Deb will bring you back on when she says, "Oh, Mrs. Greenway, how lovely to see you." She kind of says it funny because she's like letting the rest of the office know that you are there. And Greenway can be played as a Mr. or a Mrs., like I said in the last recording. And this year we happen to have cast it as a Mrs. So every line where it says Mr. Greenway, the characters will change to Mrs. And if it says, there's a couple places where they wouldn't then, instead of say sir, say ma'am. So just FYI, I will change that as I go. So. All right, well, I will start with the beginning of the scene, which you should get used to listening for your cue. All right? "You have to work on Christmas Eve. Tough luck. So do I. Get it through your heads. Greenway's on his way, and if he doesn't buy our pitch, we're all fired." "May I make a suggestion?" "Anything. Whenever we visited my Grammy in Budapest, she would tell us the story of little Palka, the one-legged boy. He wished and he wished every year for a leg. And then one Christmas morning, there it was, under the tree, from Santa." "A leg?" "Yes, a leg." "A human leg?" "Yes, because he'd been a very good boy." That's the most disgusting story I've ever heard." "Well, it's incredibly touching when you hear it in Hungarian." And Emily and Michael come running in. "Dad, you're not going to believe what we just saw." "We have to talk, Walter, right now. Deb, keep an eye out for Greenway, will you?" "What?" "First of all, Buddy's missing. He ran away. He left a note on an Etch-a-Sketch." "Michael, you don't understand." "No, you don't understand. It's not just Buddy. Me and Mom, we both saw." And then this is where you come on with Deb. Deb loudly says, "Oh, Mrs. Greenway, how lovely to see you. Please, I'm begging you, just give me 10 minutes to make this pitch, and then I'll look for Buddy with you." "Oh, a Christmas party?" Okay. Picture this. Under a Christmas tree, little boy's leg. Buddy comes in. Hi, Dad. Hi, everybody. I'm sorry that I... Buddy! Oh, we were so worried. Are you okay? Well, I think I just broke up with my girlfriend. You have a girlfriend? Dad, I know you're mad at me, and I want to fix that. I want to give you a Christmas present, but I don't have any money. So, which would you prefer? 1,000 butterfly kisses or a bracelet made of my hair? Neither. You want to give me a Christmas present? Give me a story pitch. Oh, no, ma'am. Of course I have a story to pitch. It's about little Palco, a one-legged boy who... Dad, I have a great story. It starts on Christmas morning. So then Buddy sings the first verse, page one, fresh out of toys, and so on. And at the end of that verse, Greenway says, he's buying it. Keep going. And then Buddy says, page two, back from his ride, Santa gathers his elves. Okay, then he sings the second verse. And then before the third verse, Mr. Greenway says, or Mrs. Greenway, excuse me, says, so the baby finds out he's human. Then what? And Buddy says, well, he goes to New York and then Walter says, page three, his father's at work, and so on. And they've got the whole family singing now. And then finally, after It's Never Too Late to Grow, that's when Greenway joins in and sings along for the final chorus of the song. Then once the applause has ended, Greenway says, thanks, Mrs. Greenway. Thanks a lot. Excuse me? So, you want our Christmas story to be about a horse who grows up at the North Pole? That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Michael, you're an idiot. Oh, come on, Buddy, the Christmas horse? Ma'am, I am not a horse. Sorry. Wait. Mrs. Greenway, Michael and Buddy are my sons. I'd prefer you didn't insult them. Tomorrow? Tomorrow's Christmas. Yes, Mrs. Greenway, I quit. I quit. No, I want to spend Christmas with my family. And then you start to leave, and then Buddy says, Mrs. Greenway? Merry Christmas! And then you storm off in a huff. And there's a little bit left to the scene where the other characters are amazed that he quit. I quit. I actually quit my job. I've never been more proud of you, Walter.
Buddy, we saw him.
We saw Santa Claus.
You did? He was flying around in his sleigh, and he landed in Central Park.
Oh, Walter, it was the most incredible.
Wait, why would he do that?
Unless the sleigh couldn't fly anymore.
Oh, Santa was afraid this would happen.
We have to go help him. Come on.
And then Walter says,
Buddy, Michael, wait for your dad.
And they all run off.
All right, and that is scene 11. All right, thanks. Bye.